Hey, handsome, how about buying pretty girl in a very skimpy outfit a drink? Thanks. Me? I work here. But not like some of the girls. My job duties are only to help cook, clean, serve drinks, and occasionally sing. But it seems that the locals aren't much for the arts, so it's mostly the other stuff and not the naughty things. Well, not yet, at least. Let's be honest, my bank balance keeps going the wrong way. Not that there's much further I can move. I can only hold out for so much longer, I think. I could probably be convinced to start tonight and with you, if you were feeling especially generous. Or, if you could get me off this planet and someplace more civilized, seeing as I probably will never be able to buy a passage out of here, I'd be all kinds of grateful. I could even pilot for you if you needed one. And if you didn't mind using one that was black badged from the guild. It's not because I'm not pretty damn capable. It was some petty political bullshit involving the pilot I was apprenticed to. I even still have my badge. See? The ID still lights up for my DNA. It's just the Guild Hollow stamp that's gone black. Most pilot consoles don't even care. And there's ways around the ones that do. You might need a pilot? Well, I'm definitely interested. Interested enough to sit in your lab so we can talk it over more quietly. I had signed on with the ship before, even with my black badge. My first job of my illegal career. But it turns out the owner was less interested in me spending time on the bridge than with me being in his bed. When I kept turning him down, it kicked me off the ship here, of all places. I guess I really pissed him off. Now I wish I hadn't turned down his advances. If you can get me on board a ship, I won't make that mistake again. Better to share a bed on a ship back to civilization than to have a corner of the floor to myself here. Especially when I won't be able to afford what my boss charges for that much longer. Then I'll have to start accepting his offers and others. All just to stay on this miserable planet. So, maybe we could go back to your ship. We could go to the cockpit, and I could take your ship on a test flight. Or, we could go to your cabin, and you could take me for a spin. As long as I get off this world, I don't care if I do it from a pilot's chair or someone's bed. Sitting at the helm or lying on my back are both acceptable at this point. You want me as just a pilot? Just a pilot? No, no, oh no. I'm definitely not complaining. I guess after the last year or so, I'm not used to someone not trying to get me to sleep with them. Thank you. Pack? Pack? Pack what? They didn't leave me much when they left behind. And what they did leave, I sold. Other than what I've got on now, I've got a blanket and a few other outfits, but I think I'd rather walk around your ship naked than wear any of these slutty outfits again. So please, let's just go now. That's your ship? No, it's actually better than what I expected. Certainly better than what this place normally sees. You'd only need minimal crew for that. By the way, how many crew members do you have? Two. Are they still on board? Oh, you mean the two of us? No, that's fine. This thing is so well designed, one person can crew it. And if I was worried about being left alone with you, I would have never left the bar. So, can we go aboard? The sooner we get away from here, the better. This thing is maintained well. Let me put my badge in the console. I know how to get past lockouts on. Oh, It looks like someone has already jailbroken your console. I must not be the first black badge a ship has seen. This thing is good to go. Just give me the word and we can launch. Please give the word. Thank you. Here we go. Liberty of plotting a course to the nearest planet that isn't a complete waste of space. We'll get there in 3 days. This ship is too nice. I was hoping flying it would be harder, so I could show off some of my skills, but it was easy. Everything was easy. Convenient. So, what happened to your previous pilot? I don't think they just walked away. Not if they know this world at all, and how hard it is to get off. And this place is pretty well known. Show it to me. I know you're a pilot. You have to be. Show me your badge. A black badge, too? That explains why your console is unlocked, and why you'd be sympathetic to another pilot who lost their guild rank. With your badge, and you being the only crew on your ship, you probably operate a little under the radar. I can see why you'd stop at a planet like that. But I don't take charity. You don't need a pilot. What you need is what you came to the bar for. What everyone comes there for. What I put on the table earlier and you kept taking off. Maybe you felt sorry for me. Well, I don't take pity either. So we're going to have sex. Lots of it. At least as long as we're in transit. No, stop being so chivalrous. For one thing, you severely underestimate how happy I am to leave that planet behind. Maybe you also think I'm more innocent than I am. But most importantly, I've been fending off men for so long I haven't actually gotten laid in over a year. So, what it comes down to is that I want to have sex with you. Not because I owe you, but because I really, really want to. Not as a girl to her savior, but as a woman to a man that she's just really turned on by and wants to experience that pleasure with. Why don't you take me back to your cabin? I want an actual bed under me and a decent man over me. I haven't had either in far too long. Oh god, look at that bed! Excuse me. Sorry, I had to jump on it to test the ship's gravity. It could throw off my piloting. Speaking of throwing things off, let me take off this outfit. Here, stick that in the recycler for me. If I had two of them, maybe your system could have made a full dress for me. Well, that was generous of you. Your clothing should give it more than enough material for some new clothes for me. Now, come over here. Maybe one person can operate this ship, but it's going to take two to use this bed to its full potential. Go ahead. You're cleared for final approach. There. not should dispel any doubt about my enthusiasm for this, but I'll keep working very hard to convince you. Don't get me wrong. I'm so very, very grateful for you helping me. But I needed this as bad as I needed to get away from there. But not just with any man. And you're not just any man. You're easily the best that planet has ever seen. The best I've known. And for this trip at least, you're all mine. And I'm all yours. Completely yours. If I had known sex with you was going to be that good, I would have plotted a longer course. And maybe two pilots is a good idea after all. But just because I'll be a pilot here doesn't mean I'll stop being your lover. I'll consider it a job incentive.